Welcome to this podcast, brought to you by Repertoire Magazine. And now, here's our host, publisher Scott Adams.
In this podcast, I had the opportunity to interview John Wells with Midmark. I think you're going to get a ton out of it. We talked about the digital ecosystem, which was a new term for me, probably not for you guys, but we just talked about how connectivity and being digitally sound within the physician office and the healthcare space is changing the dynamics of how care is given. And one of the key components in this, as you listen to the podcast, that really jumped out at me is for the first time, instead of trying to make the digital component to healthcare easy for the provider, it's really about how to make the digital ecosystem easier on the patient. That's a complete shift in where we were with EMR over the last probably 10 years to where we're headed. So take a few minutes, listen to this podcast. I think you'll get a ton out of it. And thanks for tuning in.
Hey, this is Scott Adams with Repertoire Magazine. I have one of my good friends in the industry, John Wells, with us today. John, thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited about this topic. Today, we're going to be talking about integrating technology into the fully connected point of care ecosystem. And John's going to kind of help walk us through that. I've got a handful of questions for him today. John, thank you for being here.
Well, you're welcome, Scott. Glad to be here.
John, if you would, before we get started, tell me a little bit about yourself, kind of your role at Midmark, and then I'll jump in and start firing questions at you, man.
Sure. I am the Chief Commercial Officer at Midmark, which is really, I manage the marketing and sales teams across our business units. I've been with Midmark 29 years, a number of sales, marketing, strategy roles, right now a lot of my time is spent on working to build the business and grow the business in an ever-changing environment. So looking forward to our discussion today, and this all fits with the work that we're doing at Midmark and what my role is focused on right now.
Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely a hot topic. I've been at a couple of different conferences over the last couple of months, and technology, obviously connectivity, all of those things are always at the top of the list, that whether we're at a conference with IDNs, health systems, or whether it's a distribution conference, it's always top of mind. So let's jump in for the audience here and get some questions going for you, John. The first one I'd like to just talk a little bit about is greater connectivity and the proliferation of lower priced sensors is creating disruption across the industries and fueling discussion about smarter environments. That's a big statement there. What role can new technology play in creating a smarter exam room?
Well, in so many ways, the exam room is really the center for clinical care. I mean, this is where patients and providers establish the care plan, they validate the diagnosis, and also execute the treatment plan. So the quality of the time between the patient and provider spent together is crucial. It's essential. So the exam room environment needs to be designed without barriers. It needs to have optimized workflow, technology, really to enable the providers to collect the data that they need and maintain that patient interaction that's crucial for care. Because really that interaction between that patient and caregiver is at the heart of healthcare, right? So, you know, you think about the entire facility and all the things that are occurring in the facility. That moment when the patient and provider are interacting is essential, and optimizing that time together is really crucial for an effective diagnosis and treatment. So having a digital ecosystem and the emergence of these types of sensors that you speak to allows providers to utilize new connected technology, gather data more efficiently, and really optimize the workflow in these spaces. So a few examples would be incorporating vital signs acquisition, ECG, spiro readings, you know, having those integrated within electronic medical records, and really making this interaction with technology seamless and really transparent to the patient, where the engagement between the patient and the caregiver can really be the most important element, not this technology component. So the use of these sensors actually can really, really improve and simplify that interaction as opposed to make it more complex.
Yeah, you mentioned digital ecosystem there. What's Midmark's vision for a connected digital ecosystem at the point of care? And just to follow that up, what are the benefits to the providers and the healthcare organizations that they can realize from a digital ecosystem?
Well, at Midmark, we see technology as helping to create this digital ecosystem. So that brings together every aspect of the point of care. Like we mentioned before, eliminating the barriers and understanding where inefficiencies lie. There are a number of past habits that in any business that we get accustomed to. And in these outpatient environments, they're there as well. So this connected point of care ecosystem, as we call it, can help ensure a more satisfying and seamless experience. And it's really leveraging the new technologies, incorporating the best practices, and an understanding what standards can apply across a network of sites. Ultimately, the goal is to improve the quality of the care and also improve the outcomes achieved and make it more consistent and also more measurable, so key metrics can be understood. And so we're limiting the variables in these outpatient spaces. So truly the point of care interaction, like mentioned before, with the patient, between the patient and the provider can really pull through.
John, you kind of already answered this next question for me, but I want to give you the opportunity to add a little color to it for the listeners to the podcast. Why, in your opinion, is it important for healthcare organizations to begin to create a connected digital ecosystem today?
Well, it's really the simple reason that the pace of change within healthcare has accelerated to the point where it's almost each month brings a new development or technology or a requirement. And in order to move quickly enough the continuous improvement, but also managing the requirements of healthcare and how it's changing, it cannot be done without integrating, just like all the other industries that we work with, a digital understanding of that space and monitoring. For instance, artificial intelligence, machine learning have the potential to empower providers with new tools to improve this space and to improve this experience, to improve the work that they're doing. Digital analytic tools have that potential to offer new insights into the patient's health, such as identifying subtle but significant clinical trends that alert providers to emerging pathology. Other smart tools can assist in the diagnosis based on social determinants, genomic data. So the digitization of those spaces is going to happen. And so healthcare organizations and also providers manufacturers such as Midmark are really working to stay on the front end of that and simplify those spaces in order to deliver the best possible care.
John, as you talk through that and I listen to you, I think about you and I are real close in age. And when we both started in this industry, just I think about what a distribution rep's job was out in the field. And, you know, it was a big deal to go sell an EKG or sell a power table. And now we're talking about digital ecosystems. I just think, man, their jobs are, as much as they're probably a lot more difficult, I think they're a lot more fun. There's so much cool stuff that's out there. And we consistently hear about keeping a seamless patient experience while at the same time providers are expected to deliver care under a value-based model. How can a digital ecosystem and new technology help align both of those goals?
Well, thinking about the workflow in these spaces, thinking about the actual steps, some of the steps, such as just a standard exam visit, are a bit boilerplate. They're repeated, right? And then there's other that are customized based on the particular diagnosis of the patient and the interaction with that patient. But there's a technology such as real-time locating systems where you can understand where the patient is, the length of the visit in the facility, the length of time that they're with the caregiver, and understanding that data, not only from an operational side, but it can even be tied to clinical outcomes down the road. Think about that in regard to reducing wait times, understanding, you know, if you have a network of sites, which particular locations may be less efficient than others that need some help, that need some maybe some operational help to improve. So there's the RTLS, which is the locating services, like I spoke to. There's also like vital signs and ECGs and traditional equipment that just imports data directly into the patient record. You don't have to click, you know, you're just almost eliminating the clicks, and you don't have the transcription errors. And so it eliminates all of those pieces. So technology can actually make the interaction, that patient experience, much more seamless. And I'll say it does on the surface, you know, from us, you know, old guys, it seems like it's more complex, but from a patient and the staff in the space, if done right, it can actually be much more seamless and a much more elegant and safer experience as well.
You know, you talk about a lot of that, and it takes me back to kind of the rollout of EMRs and how in many providers' minds, even today, probably they're still frustrated with how that whole experience has gone over the last few years. Many of them still probably view EMRs as very disruptive in the exam room. How do we overcome this view and help providers understand the importance of integrating technology at the point of care?
Well, there's no question. Many providers still view EMRs as disruptive. It's something, it's taking away from that interaction between the patient and caregiver. And what you have to do is you have to break it down into the reasons for that. And really the main reason is the technology was originally designed to benefit the provider experience, not necessarily the patient experience. So there's a lot of work being done now in to have it more integrated into the actual interaction, as opposed to being something that is interrupting. And so there's a lot of visibility to this, I would say. And when we talk about healthcare and consumerism, the younger generation also realizes that having a computer and having that data available for the caregiver, as well as their visibility to it, has become more commonplace. So there's a little bit of an acceptance of that as well. But the EMRs are here to stay. It's just a matter of how they are going to be utilized in the space and how we can help them through equipment and through our workflow and through helping our customers understand this can really improve that too, so that EMRs are more a positive supplement in that point of care experience, as opposed to an interruption.
You just said a couple of things in that answer that really hit home for me. And if I was a distribution rep out in the field and I'm getting pushback on EMR, one of the key comments that you just made there, which I've yet to hear somebody talk about that I think you're spot on. When EMRs first rolled out, it was about the caregiver's experience, and now it's more about the patient experience. And I think we kind of forget that sometimes. And man, that if you can sell it as, hey, this is going to give better patient experience while at the same time helping you be more efficient in your practice, what a different way to come at an EMR system. Because just like you just said in that answer, EMRs are here to stay. They're not going anywhere. It's how reimbursement's headed. We've got to figure out a way to make it a better patient experience. So I love that answer. Hey, John, besides the EMR rollout experience, which obviously we just talked about was a little bit of a pain, are there any other obstacles to technology adoption at this point that you're seeing at the point of care? And as an industry, maybe take that one step further. How can we better promote the future of technology integration at the point of care?
Okay, well, there continues to be some hesitation, I would say, from both providers and healthcare leadership in bringing in technology, just because it's new and it may be uncertain. Typically healthcare investments, it's like the no regrets kind of investments. And now there's technology coming in and even like wearables and how to manage that data. So, but you know, that aside, providers do want to provide the best care without the barriers. So we want to make sure that technology can be integrated properly and then reduces those barriers and does it the right way. So we really have to start with the point of care interaction that we expect and the type of data and that we want to use and have at our fingertips and be part of the diagnosis and treatment, and then design that workflow around that as opposed to lead with the technology. So I would say whenever there's a new technology, there's going to be met with resistance, but we have to lead with the solution first. And here is how we're going to improve this process. And we're doing it through the technology. So the technology is actually secondary, and we're selling the solution and or the workflow improvement.
You know, one of the things with the whole EMR rollout that I really noticed as it was happening over the last several years is how many options, I guess, for lack of a better word, there were out there. So let me ask you this, if providers, you know, and healthcare leaders are seeking to create, you know, a fully digital point of care experience or ecosystem, in your opinion, where would they start?
Well, they would start with whoever is managing the standards in those, all of those sites of care. So if there's a director of clinical services, titles in healthcare are a little tricky because there could be the same role, but very different titles. But identifying that contact, that person in the system, and then understanding their ideal point of care experience. And from that, and understanding that, and what are their benchmarks or their metrics of success, then you know we can look at how we can create the most engaging experience, and then the digital tools follow. So they conduct an assessment. They understand what tools will actually get them to their from their current state to their desired state, and then you set up realistic and measurable goals. And identify the steps needed to achieve those goals. It's kind of classic change management, and the fully connected digital point of care ecosystem, which is a lot of words there, that component is actually means to an end. So just make sure we define the end clearly, and then the tools can come in and help them get there and create the best experience they possibly can.
Great answer, John. I sat on a panel, or actually hosted a panel during PWH's annual meeting back in the summer. And I won't name the health system, but it's an incredibly large health system on the West Coast that everyone would recognize. And one of the people that were on the panel were from there. And they threw out a stat to me that was staggering. And they said within the next 5 years, they'd like to see 50% of their patient visits at the physician level done via the phone or the web and from their home. So with that said, this next question kind of delves right into that. How do you see technology expanding patient provider interaction and care delivery outside of the traditional exam room? And then a follow up to that is, how is this changing the time spent in actual visits?
Well, today's encounters still largely occur in the room, and that is growing. But at the same time, just as you described, Scott, it's changing. The consumerization of healthcare, patients are starting to explore being connected with their healthcare in the same way they are with other aspects of their life. So it's almost the younger generation is like not having data on their health makes them uncomfortable, you know, and of understanding where they're at. Obviously, yeah. We have the fitness tracking devices. We have our Apple Watches. That are tracking, you know, our heart rate and other things. In fact, I have an example that I'll share. As my role changed earlier this year, and one of the requirements of the role is just to do more public speaking, which I've spoken publicly, you know, for years. But at the same time, when it's happening a few times a week, you start to think about, okay, how can I improve? Well, I recognize that, you know, right before I would go up on stage or get in front of the room, you know, I would get, you know, just the standard butterflies or the nervousness, right? So I started to track, you know, 5 minutes before I would go in front of the room, I would track my heart rate. And my heart rate was in the 60s. And then when I would walk up, it would spike. Now, keep in mind, it's not like I'm jumping up and running. I would just walk up to the front to speak, and my heart rate would go up in like the 150, 160 range for just a few seconds. And then it would gradually work its way down, you know, as I get comfortable and I would start moving through the content. So what I did from that point was really to think through. It's like, okay, obviously my heart rate is spiking here. I get getting nervous, or, you know, and thinking through this and doing some exercises from a mental standpoint to reduce that. Because when your heart rate's that high, you start to, you know, your mental capacity changes, how you're managing, and you may get a little clunky start to your speech, what have you. So something as simple as just in my, it's really not a health thing. It's really a public speaking item. I'm using my fitness tracker to help improve how I begin and understand how physically it impacts my public speaking. So this is completely outside the exam room, completely outside of the clinical space or my health. It's just thinking about how I can understand my health and operating, you know, in my new role. And so outside the exam space, you know, these fitness tracking devices and using them, especially for the younger generation, I mean, they're here to stay. They're here to stay.
It's interesting you say that. As you know, I speak a lot and my heart rate jumps like crazy. I've got to start wearing my watch up and do exactly what you just talked about. Maybe a great way to start doing EKGs. Tell people they got to public speak and see how high they can get their heart rate up as fast as possible. Pritchard always talks about how nervous he is when he speaks, and he's great at it. But I think we all do that. So I'm glad you shared that story. I'm definitely gonna try that myself and see where my heart rate goes that first few minutes of getting up in front of a group. Come back to where we why we're on the call, John. I got a couple more questions for you, and I'll let you go.
John, one of the things that you and I both know and our listeners know is that providers want to focus on patient care, not necessarily the setup and maintenance of technology within their space. In your opinion, how can we help create an atmosphere of partnership that is conducive and seamless to deployment of new technology at the point of care? Basically what I'm asking is, can you just kind of tell us, you know, what's the simplest way for a distribution channel to rep to go out and really talk about technology and the maintenance of it in the healthcare space with their caregivers?
Well, first of all, it's important, you know, as I mentioned before, that we give the technology that's tailored to the needs of that clinical environment. Okay, so try not to force the technology in, you know, find the technology that best augments the way they work. We also need to do the clinical training, to do the technical training. And so that is going to be a large part of our businesses moving forward, and not only just to get them up and running, but also helping them see through the hype of some of these technologies to make sure that they're appropriate. There may be situations where we want to sell a product, in an environment, and we realize that a very different product is really better for that environment. Going through, you know, our the past history of promotional selling, which is we're going to sell this product and we're going to go after it. And Midmark has a long history of that and got very, very good at it. This is a very different type of a sale and a very different type of a process for us to manage moving forward. And I think you can see that in our marketing and our sales and how our sales teams interact with customers as well.
John, you guys have always been one of the best or greatest or whatever term you want to use in champion the distribution world. And I would just encourage the distribution reps listening to this today, you know, take advantage of your mid-mark guys in the field that can help you go in and have these conversations. Get with them, have coffee, learn how to start the conversation, and find them the qualified leads to get those guys in and help you close some of this stuff and take some of the pressure off of yourself because you're doing so many other things, and let that Midmark person come in and really close business for you. John, finally, I'd like you to talk a little bit about the proliferation of data and how technology can help ensure providers that at the point of care have the data they need to enhance care and lead to better outcomes. If you can talk about that, how does it lead to better outcomes?
Well, I'll just foundationally, as these spaces become more connected, it will become easier to gather more data and what is really occurring at the point of care and areas that are effective for that interaction, and areas that may be wasteful or not necessary, superfluous, or what have you. So there will be more data, and converting that to information and useful information is the work, because there can be, you know, overwhelming amount of data that can almost be distracting to the work. So we know through our RTLS technology, which understands workflows in spaces, this, if you look at the data just as numbers and as time sequences, it's overwhelming. But when you see it as how a doctor, how much time a doctor spends with a patient, you see it how much the waiting time, and we know waiting time is a critical metric in regard to patient satisfaction ratings that are measured. We can distill it down so the data isn't the goal. It's the useful information is the goal. But we can get there. So that is that's really where we're at in regard to the digital ecosystem, is understanding not just the technology, but really understanding the usefulness in the space, and not overwhelming with data, but having the information to make the best decisions to improve that process.
Don, as always, I learned so much when I talk to you. It's the first time I've heard the digital ecosystem term, but it's spot on, and it's absolutely where we've been driving towards for the last probably 10 years in healthcare. And as usual, you guys are at the forefront of kind of leading some of that conversation. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys and what we do together, but really the value that you bring to the space as a whole. So thank you so much for being here, man.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Scott. This is great. This is what we love to do.
As a clinical environmental design company with more than 100 years of experience at the point of care, Minmark is changing how care is delivered by enabling better outcomes and a better care experience for patients and caregivers. Minmark has an unmatched understanding of the point of care, including how people interact within it, how it is impacted by equipment and technology, and most importantly, how it continues to evolve and change, and what that means for patients and caregivers. Midmark provides customers with the new approaches, innovative technologies, and proven solutions they need to enhance and strengthen the point of care experience for patients and caregivers. For more information, visit www.midmark.com.